Welcome to this episode of the Borgen Project Junkie, a podcast where we talk about politics, global poverty, and everything in between. The Borgen Project is a national campaign whose goal is to make reducing global poverty a foreign policy priority for the United States. We advocate for legislation to improve living conditions for people worldwide. As a reminder, all of the profits from this podcast directly fund our advocacy efforts across the country. Please check the show notes for links to our social media, and if you'd like, there is an option to contribute financially to the show through Anchor. Speaking of Anchor, let's hear a bit from this episode's sponsor. I'd like to shout out Hannah Furman for donating to my personal campaign at the Borgen Project. Thanks so much, Hannah. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Borgen Project Junkie. First of all, I have to apologize. My cat has been walking around my audio setup this whole time. You might even hear him purring right now. But he's 6 months old and he loves to explore. And I can't really control that. But I just thought I would record a little short holiday special. I'm recording this on New Year's Eve. Or no, today's New Year's Day. I've got all my days mixed up. I'm headed back home in the next few days, and my brain is just all over the place. But I thought I would just talk about something, you know, related to the holidays with, like, gift giving, and that's about donations, and specifically asking people for donations. Now, as part of my experience with the Borgen Project, I have had to ask other people to do a lot of things. I have sent out text messages to friends asking for them to email Congress. I have had to call Congress and ask them to support bills. I've had to write letters to Congress and many other things. It's also a lot of posting to social media when nobody really wants to see a post about your nonprofit that you're working for. And it's kind of been a really hard thing for me to grapple. You know, nonprofit work is super important, and a lot of people work in nonprofits and work to fundraise, and it's almost looked down upon. Just asking people to give their own money to a cause that they might not care that much about. So that's kind of what I'm going to talk about. Christmas and the holidays in general are just very capitalized. I mean, buying gifts for everybody you know and, you know, getting gifts from everybody you know, and there's always some hot new product that everybody wants. I feel like this year it was the air fryer. All I saw for Black Friday deals was, oh, like a $50 air fryer. And I honestly just don't get it. It's just like an oven. Like, what? It doesn't really do much from what I've seen. But anyways, Christmas and, like, New Year's, they've kind of lost their meaning. I mean, Christmas for Christians is supposed to be about the birth of Jesus, and personally, I also feel like non-Christians should treat Christmas as a time to gather with family and remember what's important, but it's really not become that. And donations are kind of included with that because I've always been the kind of person that, you know, I hate receiving gifts. It's awful. I hate opening gifts in front of people. I don't know what it is about it. I just, you know, the thought of somebody spending so much money on me and then, oh, my cat is making some noise. Sorry about that. But the thought of me making, or somebody putting in so much time and money just for a little gift for me, I don't know. I can't handle it. So sometimes, and I've done this in the past, I did this for my past birthday. I asked for donations to a charity of my choice. And I really liked that instead. I did like a Facebook fundraiser and raised a good amount of money for the ACLU. And, you know, I think that is a testament to, like, when there is a reason for donating, people are more likely to, whether it's a birthday or Christmas. People are not going to donate if you just ask them to donate out of the goodness of their heart. And I honestly don't have an explanation for that. People donate when you ask them to for a specific reason that affects you. So it's my birthday, and I, instead of a gift to me, I want you to donate to this charity. It seems to be more successful. So this Christmas and New Year's, just around this time, I'm going to be sending out letters to people who would probably normally get me gifts and ask them to donate instead, donate to the Borgen Project. It's still hard, though. It's still hard for me to ask. I mean, it's just, you know, people going out of their way, donating to some organization that they don't care about. Most people haven't even heard of the Borgen Project outside of me, outside of anybody else they might know who's doing a program with the Borgen Project. It's not really a well-known organization, and so people are not likely to donate just randomly. But what I have found is if they know me, then they will donate. If they believe in what I'm doing, then they will donate. If they just want to support me in general, it's not about the Borgen Project, which is so interesting. So you know, this isn't really, like, I'm not giving listeners any solutions if you're looking for donations to anything, but maybe just a word, some food for thought. Maybe think about donating to something just because these places need donors, because your money is valuable to other people besides yourself. And if you're privileged enough to be able to donate, I think it's a wonderful thing to do. So this is also me in turn asking you to donate if you'd like, or if you're privileged enough. I've already told you, you know, where all of the donation links are and stuff. My Instagram is the easiest place to find all of this stuff, at the Borgen Project Junkie. But I don't know. This year has been crazy, and I think people need to reevaluate how they're spending this Christmas season, especially because it's not safe to be spending that time with a big group of family members. It's certainly not what I did. I know there are people that did, but that's not safe. Coronavirus still exists, PSA. But anyways, people have been re-evaluating how they spend Christmas. My family in particular, the past few years, money that we would have spent on gifts for each other, we give to somebody we meet in the community that who needs it. And that's been so much more fulfilling than giving each other gifts. Because at the end of the day, you know, if your family member is just giving each other gifts, all you're doing is trading money. Like, you spend $150 on AirPods for Nana, and then Nana spends $150 on a pair of shoes for you. And it's like, you could have just bought those things with the money you're using for the gift, but anyways, you're just, nothing comes out of it. Although I will say, I've received some really nice gifts over the years, and when gifts are unexpected or really meaningful, then that's when I really like them. But just Christmas has become so meaningless, just about buying each other gifts with Black Friday tied in. So kind of reevaluate. I know it's after Christmas, but if you still have some people who you were going to give last-minute gifts to, maybe reevaluate that and tell them, hey, I was going to get you a gift, but instead, here's here's a receipt from a donation to a charity that you like or a cause that I know you support. It's just super meaningful, and I'm sure it'll be just as appreciated as any other gift, or even more appreciated. But anyways, this is a pretty short episode. I'm not really sure what else to talk about. It's kind of a short topic as well, but I hope you have all stayed super safe during the holidays, and I cannot wait to get this podcast up and running in 2021. Fingers crossed, I will be getting episodes out every single Friday. Woo, I'm so excited. All right, I'll talk to you guys later. If you would like to donate on a monthly basis to the Borgen Project Junkie podcast, there's a link in the description to this episode for you to do that. We thank you so much for your support, and if you donate or become a monthly donor, you will receive shoutouts in the podcast, etc. So many cool things if you become a part of our community. So thank you again. There's a link in that description. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Borgen Project Junkie. Be sure to visit borgenproject.org for more information and follow at the Borgen Project Junkie on Instagram for updates about the podcast, more information about places to donate, etc. If you make a donation and include Katie Crisco on your donation, you will receive a shout out in the podcast. So if you'd like a shout out, make sure to donate. You can donate $2, you can donate $50. It doesn't matter, anything helps. Anyways, thank you so much for listening and have a great rest of your day.